Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Tonight here on Max and Friends, we're going to have a heavy conversation. Sherry Carney's back and joining us tonight in the studio, along with Hunter Cross and the one and only Rolanda Watts. And tonight we have a lot to discuss because obviously the Bill Cosby verdict came in, and also life happens and everyone's verdicts are coming in every single day. So what verdict is changing your life today? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. Also, follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. Follow me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. And you can also find Rolanda Watts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. She's got her new blog. It's out today. It's on iTunes. And we're going to pull up her podcast on iTunes. So y'all, it's on demand with Rolanda, right?
Rolanda on demand.
These are without notes. And of course, the book is Destiny Lingers. And Sherry Carney has her site, Roar as One. You can go right now onto Twitter and also Instagram. And Hunter Cross, well, Hunter X Cross is where you can find him on Instagram. So if you want to tweet us. If you want to call in, 323-203-0815 is the number. So you can dial into the studio because, you know what, maybe there's something that you want to express tonight here on Max and Friends. So we'll be taking in calls if they come in. And just remember, if we do select you to be on air, just be you, be real, and talk about what you want to talk about, because we got a lot to talk about here tonight on Max and Friends. Sherry was with us last week and then again on Sam in the Morning, because her story is one that I saw on CIC, which is Criminal Investigation Channel, and Twist of Fate was the show. But you might have seen her on NBC because she had her own show there. So welcome back, Sherry Carney, to Max and Friends.
Thank you for having me, Max. Great to see you.
I'm so glad you're back in the studio.
Thank you. And I love Rolanda's here. Hunter's here. This is
and
happening.
You know, last week when you were on the show, I had emails and emails. People were saying, what a great show. But they felt like we didn't give them your full story because there was so much more that we had to talk about. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment here on Max and Friends. And then we're going to talk about with Rolanda, with Hunter, and with you, the Bill Cosby verdict. We're gonna, since there's two attorneys in the room tonight,
double trouble.
We're gonna get attorney squared. We're gonna get that's the new show, attorney squared. LA Talk Radio. But so much is happening here tonight at Max and Friends. So we're gonna play some music right now. When we come back, we're gonna finish about your story and how you tackled a man on the witness stand in a courtroom. For those of you who didn't tune into last week, hey, remember you can go to latalkradio.com/max, and there we have over 10 years of shows, because May 4th, which is next Sunday or next weekend, whatever day it is, I'm celebrating 10 years here on Max and Friends. So that's going to be a lot of fun. 10 years here on LA Talk Radio. But you can go there and also get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free and you can take us wherever you want to go. And you can take me to bed with you on Sunday night and click channel one and you could hear us here on LA Talk Radio. But right now, I think we need a little patience. So don't you? And we'll be right back on Max and Friends.
As me, how long has it been? How long will it be? When will come the morning? Drive the night away. Tell me, when will come the morning of a brighter day? Yeah, oh, patience, little sister. Sisters, patience. promised land. Yeah.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was the song Patience, because all of those women who were, you know, going after Bill Cosby, they've been patient enough to find out that the verdict is in.
Absolutely.
And Sherry Carney, welcome back to Max and Friends. We're going to talk about Bill Cosby later on in the show, because Hunter's going to join us and so is Rolanda. But I want to talk about your story. We're going to talk about it briefly for those who missed it last week. So give us the breakdown of how you got to where you are here today. Changing the law changer.
Okay, how I got to where I was today. Well, originally, thought I came from a normal family, middle class family, Southern California. Father's a writer, mother's a therapist.
Family of the year. Culver City Family of the Year.
We were Family of the Year. And then I had my first case of child sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to take it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was sordid. I thought it was something, it was heavy, and I just didn't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who asked me to take it came to see me and said, just meet the child.
Mm-hmm.
The child's 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She was at McLaren Hall, because as soon as the mother accused the father accused the mother's boyfriend of sexual assault. The child was 3 years old, had been sexually assaulted for a year and a half. There was physical evidence, medical evidence. There was everything.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody believed her. I met the child. I picked her up in my arms, told her everything was going to be okay, and I was going to take care of her.
Mm-hmm. And then?
And then?
The court case.
The court case, where I did anything but really actually take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Father was testifying on the witness stand. I was cross-examining him. I was getting more and more agitated. I thought I heard typing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I kept saying, is someone typing?
Mm-hmm.
And the judge says, no one is typing. Check the court next door. No one's typing.
Mm-hmm.
Cross-examined the father, asked him how many times he touched his daughter's genitals. He said, what did I mean by the word touched?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stomping around. I'm throwing things.
I'm spelling it out.
T-O-U-C-H. You know, does anyone in here not know what the word touch meant?
Mm-hmm.
Judge is getting mad. He's banging the gavel. He's saying, you better calm down, Miss Carney. Furthermore, get out of his face. Get back to your position behind where you're supposed to be sitting. And I just didn't listen, and I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, finally, the father admitted that he had touched his daughter. I said, was it 20 times, 200 times, 200,000 times, mm-hmm. or 2 million times? Mm-hmm. And I'm standing about as close as I am standing to
you. Which is like 4 feet.
Which, right. And I'm a little bit closer to him. And mm-hmm. I'm slapping my hand on the where he's mm-hmm. on the witness box. The mm-hmm. judge is banging the gavel, saying, you better step back, Miss Carney. And he said, I'm citing you for contempt. Bailiff hands me contempt citation. I fling it to the floor. You know, my attitude, obviously not of a professional mm-hmm. in a courtroom. Judge is not happy with me. Mm-hmm. Father finally says, yes, I have touched my daughter's genitals. Mm-hmm. I said, for what reason? And he said, her mother dresses her in underwear too tight, and mm-hmm. I had to medicate her.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said medicate her, I just leaped across. I didn't jump over, but I mm-hmm. stretched over and got mm-hmm. him by the neck and started to strangle him.
Mm-hmm. And he had a thick neck, too, you said.
He did have a thick neck. He was in some fraternity. Mm-hmm. You know, and he wore his fraternity ring. He kept twisting mm-hmm. his ring as he was testifying. Mm-hmm. Blue eyes, winking mm-hmm. and nodding and smiling, mm-hmm. being charming.
Mm-hmm. And slick.
Real slick.
Mm-hmm.
And not slick to sleazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because these predators...
Just slick like he's going to get off.
Slick like he's going to get off. Mm-hmm. And guess what?
He did
get off.
But right. You went to jail.
I did go to jail mm-hmm. for 2 nights for contempt of court.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm crying in jail. It's a terrible experience. Mm-hmm. My whole life is falling apart in front of me.
Were you in your own cell or with other people?
I was with other people.
And what kind of people were with you in that cell?
Prostitutes. Mm-hmm.
One asked you for legal advice.
One did ask me for legal advice, and I'm ashamed to say that I really couldn't give her great legal advice. It's mm-hmm. not my area of specialty, right? I was doing airplane crashes at the time.
Right.
And so the judge called me back to chambers and said, mm-hmm. you have 3 choices.
Mm-hmm.
I can keep you for contempt of court indefinitely. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anybody remembers the Elizabeth Morgan story mm-hmm. where she wouldn't tell where her daughter was.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
The perpetrator. She was serving contempt of court for 18 months.
Wow.
So it's no idle threat. Mm-hmm. He said, you can go to therapy or I can start disbarment proceedings. And mm-hmm. I was a fairly young lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'll do therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, not only do you have to go to therapy, but you've got to write a letter of apology
mm-hmm.
where you sincerely tell the man you hurt mm-hmm. how sorry you are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't sorry one bit.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sorry one bit. I wish I was a novelist mm-hmm. like Rolanda because I could have written something really good.
Mm-hmm. But destiny lingers.
Destiny lingers, but I really...
Yeah.
And I wrote one thing, and he didn't think it was good
but
enough.
But your destiny did linger, because then what happened?
Because what I ended up doing, after I went into therapy, I had a terrible attitude, mm-hmm. didn't think I belonged there.
Mm-hmm.
The therapist was sending reports to the judge every week about mm-hmm. my attitude, which was not sterling, to say the least. Mm-hmm. But finally what happened is, in therapy, the therapist said to me, write a letter to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And in that letter, I want you to tell her... how she betrayed you, the silent partner.
Mm.
And in the letter to my mother, where I said, you didn't protect me, you didn't mm-hmm. love me, why didn't you take care of me? I said, I added the line, why didn't you protect me from the incest from Dad?
Mm.
And I didn't even realize I had written it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said, will you read this again? And it was a group therapy session, and I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, you just said you were incested by your father.
Mm.
And it was my first memory. Mm-hmm. It was right then and there. And I fell apart.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I fell apart.
But you also had a lot of abuse. But do you remember the abuse, or did the abuse come out as well?
The
physical abuse from your mother.
Physical abuse came out as well, because I remembered my mother having a terrible temper.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my mother being violent.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my mother, you know, slapping, pinching, mm-hmm. hitting, humiliating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember her throwing a knife at my father,
mm-hmm.
and I ducked, or it almost stabbed mm-hmm. me. And I remember my mother trying to murder me.
Mm-hmm.
by putting a pillow over my face.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, those memories came back. I was always afraid of my mother,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have the specifics of the abuse. Once I unlocked the incest with my father mm-hmm. and the sexual abuse,
mm-hmm.
everything started to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have, before this happened, during sex, for example, mm-hmm. I would feel like I was being raped.
Mm-hmm.
I was panicking, mm-hmm. having panic attacks, with no understanding of what was going on for me.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Right.
I could not understand it. And there, at one point, I had scratched my boyfriend because I thought he was raping me. It was consensual.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are so many consequences of this that you don't put together.
Mm-hmm.
And once I was finally able to put this all together, I decided to devote my life and my career to helping other survivors speak up, stand up. But then survivors speak up and stand up, and the law says, sorry, you're too late. You know, you say to women, speak, talk, use your voice, but then there's no support.
You know, we talked about that last week because when Eva LaRue had mentioned about her whole incident with Steven Seagal, she's like, I was telling people, they just weren't listening.
We weren't in power. It's not so much. So let's say we have enough going on to talk. We need the power to do something. And so I decided, after victims were calling me and calling me, I was sexually abused by my father. I was raped by a cousin. I was sexually harassed at the workplace. I was sexually assaulted on a college campus. And I would have to say to them over and over, I'm sorry, your statute of limitations is gone. I can't help you. And I finally said to myself, I can't say this to one more person. I can't do it. I, as a human being and a person this happened to, I cannot live with myself. So my law partner and I decided to file a case. The Mary Doe case was the first sexual assault incest case. Fighting the statute of limitations in California, it went to the Court of Appeals, and then it went to the California Supreme Court. And in the process of that, I said, we have got to change the law. And it took me 5 years, and we did get the law changed.
And what
survivors.
Did you change it to?
We changed the statute of limitations. The reason one of the Cosby victims has a right to sue Bill Cosby for money damages, it's Gloria Allred's case, is the law that we changed. And basically the law at the time said, you can sue your perpetrator, your assaulter, until you're 19 years old. Well, here's the problem. I didn't remember until I was 29. Most survivors of trauma don't necessarily have memory. And the younger the child, the more the repression. So perpetrators pick younger kids because they don't remember. And so I changed the law so that right now you have an automatic right to sue for childhood sexual assault, sexual abuse or incest till your 26th birthday in California. And if you're older than 26, 3 years from when you discover the damage from your sexual abuse and assault. I didn't know my damage. Some people it's alcohol, some people it's drugs, some people it's, you know, it affects everybody differently. But it's a handprint that doesn't
leave. But let me ask you, when you were having those sexual experiences that you desired and wanted, and then you felt like they were awkward or weird, was that not a red flag in your own head? Like, why do I feel this way?
I just felt like I was crazy and something was wrong with me. This was before people even understood PTSD. This was before anyone even talked about it. I just thought something's really wrong with me. You know, I am afraid of this man, but I love him.
Right.
And he wants to have sex with me, but when he starts to, I have a panic attack. And I just thought, you know, I was stressed at work. I was, you know, I just couldn't put the pieces together. I didn't have memory.
Yeah. Well, we have a tweet right now, and they want to know, are you still practicing law?
I am.
There you are. How many years are you practicing law now?
Too many, but no. I am practicing law, but I mostly take cases that to change the law, to test the law, to make legal changes. In fact, we're putting together a lawsuit on behalf of survivors of sexual assault, sexual harassment, child sexual abuse, who are going to sue the United States government for failure to constitutionally protect our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness because of our sexual assault and how the government is doing nothing about it. In the military, there's sexual abuse. On college campuses, so every fourth woman is sexually assaulted on a college campus.
Oh, you know, you gave advice when you were on Sam in the Morning about if you get assaulted or sexually assaulted on a campus, what do you do? Because that was a great tip. You don't go to...
You do not go to the campus police because they are the employees of the university and they protect the school.
So who do you go to?
You go to the police.
And you don't take a shower.
You don't take a shower. You insist on a rape kit. You have to pay in some places for that rape kit.
And like $800 to $1,000.
$800 to $1,000,
and 23andMe is like $49 on Groupon.
Oh, that's
let's
a good.
let's just put that out there.
Right, 23andMe is cheaper on Groupon, but if you've been raped, there's
it's $800 to $1,000.
Right, and a lot of insurance doesn't cover it, and many hospitals in smaller places don't have rape kits because they're expensive. Margarita Hareski, who does NCIS, her big cause right now is the 200,000 rape kits that have never been tested. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why?
So why? Because
they're not
is
getting hold of
right.
them too expensive.
And also because the police departments are inundated with rapes mm-hmm. and don't test the kids. So there is so much we need to do to change things.
Together we rise.
Together we rise, Max. You and I have talked about mm-hmm. this. It's going to take all of us, everybody here, mm-hmm. everybody listening, together.
Mm-hmm. And then you started Roars One. So tell us about Roars One, and then we're going to bring Hunter and Rolanda
okay.
in just a moment.
Roars One is a nonprofit organization that I've recently founded mm-hmm. that whose goal is to create a constitutional civil right mm-hmm. for body safety. Mm-hmm. To not be raped, assaulted, sexually harassed at work. We should have a constitutional right to have safety in our own bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And right. it's a very simple concept. A lot of people think, boy, you know, this is interesting, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I can't leave this planet until survivors mm-hmm. of every race, every age, every gender, every sexual orientation has a right to body safety.
All right.
And if you don't have body safety, you are deprived of your right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is a fundamental constitutional right
mm-hmm.
that Hunter can chime in on at any mm-hmm. point to say.
Right, we'll bring him on now. But I want people to go right now to Twitter and go to Roar, R-O-A-R-A-S, and the number one, Roar is One. We'll be right back with Rolanda and Hunter. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the show. So right now, Sherry's like, woo! We thought we were going into a song, but we got so much to talk about. Welcome back, Rolanda Watts.
Oh, nice to be back. Wow, what a story.
Right? What a story.
I was sitting on the edge of my seat,
mm-hmm.
and what a tremendous cause. I mean, just, I think so many of us are waking up to all of this.
Mm-hmm. We're waking up.
Waking up.
Hunter Cross, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
I'm nice glad that they're all in the studio tonight. This is like I'm like so grateful for this moment because, you know, Max and Friends, 10 years, and I'm like, this is the studio that I've never used until recently. I'm like, this is good.
Nice to have you.
It's nice to have you all here, so it's collective energy. Hunter, I know right off the bat that you have something to say because I could see it in your face that you're just like, let me not bite my lip anymore.
Oh, no.
And you two, let's not be like the View used to be. Let them finish or say excuse me. Let's just set that up because then everyone's going to talk over each other and I have the power to mute you, so. But Hunter, what do you want to say?
Well, I think it's fascinating, the change in the statute of limitations in California. I wasn't aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
As a lawyer, it is frustrating to tell clients that the statute of limitations has passed.
Yes.
But there are reasons for statutes of limitations, and I'm sure this came up in your effort to change this law.
Many times.
Among the reasons for statutes of limitations is that while, sure, we can acknowledge that there are people who don't remember what happened and that they have the impediments of youth and minority. You know, they aren't old enough to really appreciate what's going on. But at the same time, the reasons for statute of limitations primarily is to protect defendants from stale claims. That's the nature of
absolutely.
Statutes of limitations.
Is that
what I mean by a stale claim, for those who may not understand the kind of legal-ish limbo, or lingo rather, is that a stale claim is a claim that when brought by an accuser, whether it's in a civil case or whether it's in a criminal case, is that there are elements of your defense. People you may have known at the time who could vouch for your whereabouts. There are people who alibis, where you were at this place or that place at this particular moment in time, who are available, who are in your life at the time, who could come and testify to help you in your defense. As time goes on, our lives change. We move from town to town. We go from place to place. We change jobs. Sometimes we
change cell phones.
We are no longer friends with the people. Yeah, the evidence
but
we had.
Most-
and just one moment. You make a good point, Max. There's an instance I'm not aware of where a young man had been involved in a sexual contact with a girl. It was consensual, and it was in a rather, not I would say a public forum, but in a forum where there were people around that knew what was going on. And yet this girl, after several I don't want to be too graphic, but nevertheless, they were their sexual encounter went on all night, and they had several different levels of their encounter throughout the evening. And then at some point,
she said no.
No, she didn't say. Well, later she said no to strangers, even though after, when he got home, he got text messages from her. That was amazing. Let's do it again soon, blah, blah, blah. And as young people do, they don't always call back. The young man doesn't always call mm-hmm. back. He doesn't always show any interest in her anyway.
And then what happened?
Afterwards. And the next thing you know, it through the ether, it came back to this young man that mm-hmm. she had been telling her sorority sisters that she had been assaulted. That at some point during their encounter, she had decided that he was hurting her, and she
after
had,
the third time,
after the third time, and
after the third time of climax too. I know the story,
right? So yeah. What happened was then he was like, "What are you talking about?" And he had the ability to show his fraternity brothers, who had been getting this filtered through a, I guess the fraternities and sororities have mm-hmm. sister, brother, anyway. So they were exchanging this information, and he was showing his friends, "Look what she was saying." Immediately after, mm-hmm. I don't understand even where this is coming from. And then
jump
was,
in.
But that's yeah. why we have a legal system. Mm-hmm. But to like kidnapping, there's no statute of limitations. Mm-hmm. Murder, there's no statute of limitations. When you sexually assault a person, especially a child or an adult, why should we protect defendants by saying to the victim, "We're sorry, you're too late"? That's what the jury, judge, legal system is for, is to, you know, adjudicate those issues. But I think in this instance, sexual assault, sexual harassment, sexual abuse is a soul killer. And it's akin to a murder, a kidnapping, an arson where there is no statute of limitations.
Mm-hmm. Well, why so is I that? Think why is it that you think that? Why is it that why is it that sexual assault is elevated to the level, especially child sexual assault, where sometimes the child doesn't remember it at all,
right?
Or doesn't remember it to the. There's a lot of society puts a lot of stank on sexual assault. Because there's a lot of judgment about there's sex shaming. That
because there are women involved.
But there's sex shaming that's, that goes that, on
because they're women. I mean, I bet if men were raped and abused sexually as often as women, I bet you the laws would be different.
Yes, you are right about that. Judges would look at it differently. Legislators would look at it differently. Society would look at it differently. Mm-hmm. The laws are in place to protect a rape culture, basically, a male-dominated rape culture. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to sound too much like, you know, but you're right.
But it's true. And nobody asks, what were you wearing when you were murdered? I mean, right. There are questions that are even asked. There's a line of questioning. There's an attitude. There's a acceptance. There's a status quo that goes with it's okay to abuse a woman sexually, emotionally, verbally, and kill her soul while you're doing it.
Okay, so
absolutely. Thank you for saying that. Not, that's right.
But I don't think that we need to put. And I get it. They all have the.
The what? Continue.
They all have the commonality of mm-hmm. having. Sexual contact involved, but I'm not. I don't think that all of these the instances you're talking about, where adults are abused or where adults are subjected to inappropriate contact in the office and that affects their careers and all that. That's I think a different category than what we're talking about. We're talking about children who may or may not, who may have been 2-3 years old, the ones you're talking about.
I was 3 years old.
Right, so you were 3 years old. So the memories that come flooding back to you as an adult from when you were 3 years old, I mean, they could be clouded by all of the culture that provides us with the sex shaming. We are raised.
Sex shaming is a big thing.
We are raised in a culture where religion and other outside.
Sex has become dirty.
Sex is dirty. Well, it's spoken about that even mm-hmm. as young children are made to learn that in many instances. I mean, I'm not painting with such a broad brush.
Rape is not sex.
We're not
rape is not sex. Rape is not sex.
I know.
Rape is not sex. Rape is power.
Control.
Control. It is anything but sex.
But it has sex as an element of it.
No, yeah. It's an assault.
It's like saying if somebody hits you over the head with a weapon, you know, I mean.
That was a high five.
That is a high five for me, too. I mean, there's a lot of confusion about sex and sexual assault.
But
and they
why?
Are not related.
Why?
Because it's about power, control, domination.
To the person
and
who
abuse.
To the person who is doing it. Why does a. Why does a child of 3 years old who has no concept of the touch of that particular body part being a power struggle at all, is just a, you know, that doesn't feel particularly good.
Well, no, it doesn't feel good hearing that either, Hunter. to not even take the position that a three-year-old should be protected is a little ludicrous.
No, you're not hearing me.
No, I'm not.
What I'm saying to you, I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use a name that I know that Max likes. There was when I was a child, there was a guy named Mr. Garfinkel. Fred Garfinkel. We used to see Fred Garfinkel at the pool. I don't know, maybe I was 5 or 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would see Fred Garfinkel, he would take my hand. Hey, young man. He would take my hand. And he would squeeze it like till I was to the ground. And Fred thought this was hysterical. Fred did this every time I saw him. And I would like, I don't want to see Fred anymore. He's so annoying. He grabs my hand. He squeezes me. And he bothers me. I felt that that was an improper touching.
It was.
Now, I don't
and
think
what happened if Fred did more than squeeze your hand?
Well, what is the difference?
What if he squeezed something else?
That's right.
But what difference would it make to a young to a child who knew nothing about the sexuality of the context?
Okay, this is an interesting question. This is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my case, because I was sexually assaulted and abused so young, it seemed normal to me. But it still had a yucky feeling. It still had a feeling. Like if you eat something.
Like Fred's touching to me was yucky.
Exactly. Like if you eat something you don't like when you're 3 years old, you know you don't like it. You may not have a reference point. You may not be able to compare it to other edible things, but you know it doesn't taste good.
Broccoli.
Doesn't feel good, broccoli.
Right, kids spit it out.
Broccoli. If it doesn't feel good, it doesn't taste good, it doesn't look good, and it doesn't sound good, it ain't good. And so one of the things about this that makes it extra heinous is that it's the only part of us that we have control over someone penetrating. It's the most intimate part of us. It's the part that's an opening, an in, our sexuality is the only part of us that we should be able to control. We should be able to say, I want this, I don't want that. I like this, I don't like that. It's intimate to us.
Do you think it's innate in humans?
I do think it's innate in humans. I think it's biological. I think that when you insert objects, fingers, into openings of any age group, child, even adult, it's a barrier of your boundary. Somebody, like I always describe sexual abuse and sexual assault as we kind of all live in this bubble, and somebody bursts the bubble, and you're dripping water, and you're no longer protect it by your sense of wholeness and safety.
Yeah. I'm just that's a wonderful way to describe that also. I think just the point that you made earlier, Shari, about that's what the judicial system is for. That's what good legal teams are for, to vet just the amount of abuse and to find the legal terms to take care of that.
But, well, you know, we just this we could talk about all night, but stay tuned. Yeah, we're going to talk about that right now, but stay tuned. We'll be back. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. You haven't heard from me in a minute or two because we're having a really intense conversation here with Rolando Watts, Hunter Cross, and Shari Carney. They're joining here tonight. If you want to tweet us at Max Tucci, and remember to hashtag Max and Friends. You know, the hashtags that we put out tonight were hashtag Me Too and hashtag Bill Cosby, because we all heard that the verdict came in and that Bill Cosby, who Rolando knows personally, is guilty. Rolando?
Yeah, it was...
We were together.
Well, I was shocked when I heard the news. Yeah. I think a lot of people were really shocked. And I'm not shocked that he was found guilty, so much as shocked that the judicial system really hammered through. I mean, 2% of these cases actually get a guilty verdict. And what was shocking is that this woman won. That after 10 years of... look at me, listen to me, I'm here.
Enough
already. Yeah, enough. Me too. All of the movements. She was running a personal movement for 10 years. And it is rare that in a courtroom that we see this type of judgment. I think that I think that there may have been people who thought he was guilty. They just didn't think he'd be found guilty.
Yeah.
And I think that it was a very shocking thing. For me personally, it's painful to watch. I knew Bill Cosby. He came on my talk show back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. We became very good friends. I was there when he gave the largest donation to a college ever in history, $10 million, to Spelman College, my alma mater. I remember when I was finishing my talk show and I was about to come to Los Angeles and I wanted to write. And I sat with him in his brownstone late at night, drinking cognac that dated back to the 1800s, smoking cigars by the fireplace. Nothing but a father figure.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And
lucky
every
you didn't
single
go in with
time,
a headache.
Every single time I saw him, I tell you, I never, ever, ever, ever saw that side.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, as a human being and as a woman, and as Dr. Maya Angelou said, you know, you are human, and therefore nothing human is alien to me. I have to be empathetic to almost 60 women who had a major and vile complaint.
Well, he could be a great man in every other respect of his life and still be a despicable man in that particular part of his life.
Well, yeah,
we have
to
be able to hold two thoughts in our head at the same time. That a man can be generous, he can be a creative genius, he can be a talented actor.
Well, that dirty little secret came out and it was shocking.
Well, and what that part of his life was despicable, and but yet that, you know, Chris Rock did a really excellent bit on this whole thing where he talked about, but the guy, you know, had a hit show for, you know, all these years. I mean, he did. You could list the many, many good qualities of Bill Cosby.
And one of them is Camille Cosby, and my heart goes out to her and the family. Can you imagine? I mean, standing by your man is one thing, but I can't imagine personally what she must be
Well, I'm sure
through.
She's getting lots of judgment, too, from people who think, you know, she stood by someone and maybe she even knew about this behavior.
Shall we jump in?
I mean, I have to say that a lot of these women are silent partners. They choose to look the other way. They decide not to pay attention to it. The signs are there. I feel that some of these women are as culpable as some of these men, but I'm not making a personal decision about Camille because I don't know her and I don't know their situation. But to say that we need to hold two thoughts in our head at the same time is to dishonor that. Can you really be that wonderful man, that father for me, that hero for me.
And you pointed out also, Shari, earlier,
not
that
for you. He may have been a
part of the abuse is the charm.
Yes.
Part of the abuse is the charm.
Absolutely.
And if you are popping Jell-O in your mouth and you're the father of all of America, who's going to turn you in?
Absolutely. And it's called grooming. And the Catholic Church are the experts on
big
that
time.
One.
Yeah, we had the conversation last week after the show about the Catholic Church.
That's right.
I was an altar boy, believe it or not. Yo, I won my altar boy awards and everything. And really, I mean, you know, nothing ever happened to me. And I really believe it's because I came from a family with means, you know, and that they wouldn't go after me because they knew that we could go after
them
bigger.
You had power.
You know, yeah. No, and my power was stronger than theirs because we could have attorneys. But what, Hunter?
Well, I wasn't suggesting for a minute that the victim has to recognize the good in the person who's victimizing them. All I'm saying is that as a culture, we can acknowledge that you're not going to go to hell if you think that Bill Cosby's show was great now that you realize that he's been actually convicted.
Well, you know, I want to jump in with this because, you know, this has been going on with a lot of people, especially in the industry that we're in, Roe. And, you know, Matt Lauer was part of this. And I have to tell you, Kathy Lee Gifford came out and she's, you know, very big Christian, very big in forgiveness, very big in, you know, like we need to love one another. And she came out, she said, listen, Matt Lauer is a friend of mine. She goes, you know, I'm not condoning his behavior. She goes, but I, as a Christian, I have to forgive him. I have to, like, love him.
As a human, why can't
I? I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I think the only person we have to forgive is ourselves.
Okay.
I think we have to forgive ourselves because the victims blame themselves. I don't hear the perpetrators going out there saying, I want your forgiveness. You know, what can I do to make you whole? I did something wrong. How do I make this right? What do I need to do? How do I give you restitution?
So how do we give them restitution?
A lifelong sentence.
That's
we have
right.
We have seen some of the accused come out and say, I was totally inappropriate in some way.
You're right.
But we have seen some of that.
What's his name?
Matt Lauer came out and said
Matt Lauer, but also the politician. We'll be right back.
LA Talk,
this is a trick question. No. He's the Democrat who got booted out.
Oh, I know who you mean.
This is Max and Friends. Welcome back to the show. Here we go. Put your headset back on. We're back on the air. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Gucci. But that happened with him.
Al Franken.
Yeah.
Al Franken.
You know, in really in the last year or so, a lot of big names, stars have fallen.
But you know, also, let's look at it this way. Mm-hmm. It's a learning curve for everybody.
Right.
I mean, a lot of the guys who are accused probably had no idea they were being abusive because that's the way it is in the boys' club.
Right. Well, we have a culture.
You know?
We have a culture that perpetuates that. Exactly. We're all responsible for this culture.
Right. And you also look at even Mrs. Cosby. She comes from a generation that was quiet. I mean, it's a new generation today. So we can't totally hold it against people for, you know, everybody deals with this type of trauma because this is traumatic for everyone in this country right now.
Well, every couple makes their own deal. We don't know what Camille Cosby's deal was with Bill. She may have, I'm not saying that she was aware that he was putting drugs in girls' drinks and raping them, but she may have been well aware that he was having sex outside their marriage. That may have been a part of their deal.
Well,
it's not
like
for
I
us
said,
to judge them.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we know people are guilty. We just don't expect them to be found guilty in a court of law with their peers in their town.
And, I mean, absolutely. I mean, and but we have a president that says, you know, if you're rich, if you're famous, if you're a celebrity, let you touch their hoo-ha whenever you want.
I don't even have to ask.
And they want me to kiss them. I can't control myself.
Isn't there a certain truth to that? I mean, I'm not suggesting that this is the culture is correct.
Oh, there are definitely some hoes out there.
Isn't that
but that's not what we're talking about.
And we're not talking about garden tools either.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are talking
about garden tools.
Yes, we are talking about that.
Listen, we are in Hollywood. I know a lot of those women. But those aren't the women who stick 10 years to make sure a case goes to court.
You cannot tell me Andrea had a
personal vendetta. Who's going to go through all of that? Who would put themselves through that over some BS.
And you know what? It's the same thing we always said. What child that is a victim of incest wants to talk and sue their parents?
Right.
You want to love them. You want to pretend you're in a perfect family. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do this. So that's
But Donald Trump's name was invoked. And not that I am not a defender of Donald Trump, generally.
But.
Believe me. but there is a culture in this country that glorifies celebrity. And when a guy
white man.
That's correct. And when a guy like Donald Trump is going through life, a lot of the way Donald Trump is and the criticism he's getting for the being the way he is because we live in a culture that glorifies the rich white guy who, yes, as a celebrity, I'm sure that
and sends the black one to jail.
If Bill Cosby was white, wouldn't he have been found not guilty?
Where is Harvey Weinstein? Excuse me. He ended up giving $200,000 to the prosecutor in New York for his reelection campaign. Where is that case? Excuse me.
Well, I'm going to tell you. You know,
I mean, it really makes me pissed.
Well, that you know, people. We were talking about this. I was on HLN all week, and we were talking about this, and somebody brought up the race thing, and is there race involved? And I said, you know what? We're not talking about race, we're talking about rape, but since you bring it up, of all the highly celebrated men and professional and all of these high-powered men, of all of them that have been pointed out during this Me Too era, it's only the black accuser who is getting criminal charges. Now, I understand it's the statutes and it's all of this, but you cannot deny that that's what a lot of people are looking at as well. Where is Harvey Weinstein's criminal case?
But Harvey Weinstein, the
where
alleged,
is Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah,
criminal
because
case.
Rape has been the but accusation,
be
not just groping, rape.
And it should be not only bi-coastal, but it should be worldwide. He did it in France, he did it in Spain, he did it in Italy. Excuse me, he should be tried by a world court.
He should be over there not hanging out with Roman Polanski having his little
and Woody Allen
talking about the little girls they raped.
And Woody Allen, what is this, the pedophile club?
No, it's the white man club.
Speak it. But that's what Hunter was saying. Well, before we came to the studio, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Look, I'm not saying that these people, we don't even know that Harvey Weinstein, all of the revelations about Harvey Weinstein that are coming out now, Harvey Weinstein was protected by an industry that decided that they would rather profit from what Harvey Weinstein could do for them rather than come forward and point out his failings.
Well, it's everywhere. Corporate America. It's sexual harassment at the workplace. They'd right. rather protect the profits but of not, this great CEO.
But I push back against the suggestion
but what about the race
that,
issue?
That Bill Cosby necessarily was targeted because of his race. Now, I don't know for sure that it didn't have some
element. Well, you know, I think it was ironic. He was preparing to buy a major network at the time, and there were, you know, I've always wondered what in the world did he who did he piss off?
Mm-hmm.
Who started this whole thing? You know, but you know, the other thing to be fair, I have to bring out that, and Char, you know this, and you 200 people deal with this type of thing very differently. It's not just the statute of limitations. But everybody who is a victim handles this differently. Mm-hmm. Some people don't want to go to court. Some mm-hmm. people don't want to take you, you know, all the
way. Let me ask you, were you ever part of the Me Too movement? Did
oh,
anything
yeah.
happen to you?
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, sure.
did you publicly come out and say
oh,
what
no,
it was?
Oh, no, I handled it right there in that room.
Because this happened in the studio.
No, it happened.
Right?
Well, when I was very young, I had a radio job mm-hmm. in college. I was young. And a lesbian actually was after me. But thank goodness I could move on because I was just starting my career.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, I was a young consultant for a major foundation, mm-hmm. and the head of the foundation was like, you know, you want your consultant money?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do you want your ball served on a platter? Because you are not only going to renew my contract,
right.
you're going to pay me a little extra for that little innuendo. No, I'm very, I don't think they mess with me. I mean, maybe
you
they
know, it's interesting because we did mention Europe, and I have a friend of mine, and she's French, and she said, you know, she works in a restaurant. Wait, because that's the next industry.
Absolutely.
The restaurant industry is going to be totally hammered.
Absolutely.
And she said, you know, when the guys are there and they're smacking her ass and they're trying to make, you know, moves at her, she and she's French with the French accent, she goes, I turn around and I smack them in the
That's
face.
That's right.
You know, and there's a different culture with Americans versus Europeans where the European woman, a lot of them don't put up with that
uh-uh.
shit.
Well, I tell you what, I guess I came up in newsrooms and I'm a tough mm-hmm. cookie, but I think that also maybe
you like
a,
you were in no, the I, middle of a hostage situation
no,
and you fucking
I don't
made
play
it.
That stuff.
You know, come
I'm
on.
A New York City news reporter. I don't play that
Thank
crap.
You.
but that was the culture that I grew
yeah,
up in with
right.
the guys and out in the field, and you know, we just didn't take that crap.
Mm.
But I also say you don't have to be as tough as me, but I will
say no is no,
because no is no,
yeah.
and you have the right to say, as Dr. Maya Angelou would say, no, 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 no,
mm-hmm.
you will not treat me that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is also a movement of I'm going to have more faith in myself. I'm going to have more value in myself, more
mm-hmm.
self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens, if I see something, I'm going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
If you touch me wrong, I'm going to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, you know, break your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, we have to have that empowerment that we are somebody
mm-hmm.
and we have worth.
I totally agree, but not all women are there.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Not all women can possibly be there,
I
and
know.
Therefore, we've got to give them a chance to find
Roar
their
is
voice.
One.
Roar is one.
That's right.
And decide what they want to do. I'm not into pushing anyone to sue, doesn't want to sue.
No,
or
but
speak
let's
out.
Roar for those.
Let's roar together,
together.
And roar as one.
Right.
Hunter.
Roar, Hunter.
Yeah. We want to hear your best lion.
Your best roar.
Your best roar, Hunter. You've got some redeeming to do here.
Look, I don't know. I'm not going to win this argument.
I think I just heard a meow.
A meow.
That was a purr.
Yeah.
That was a purr. Hunter, redeem yourself. You have a minute.
I really do think I'm a believer. Listen, as a person who tries these cases, and not these cases, I don't try sexual assault cases, but as a person who's in the courtroom, it's difficult to get people to remember what happened when it happened just a year ago or happened a few months ago or happened even...
it happens in our government. I do not recall. I do not recall.
Except.
I do not recall.
You remember that guy that grabbed you. If it's traumatic, you're going to remember.
Right.
You remembered that guy grabbing you
but could
on
I,
a daily basis.
But look, my mother, who was with me at the time, is dead. Anybody else who may have been, he may be dead. Any of the number of people who would have experienced that with me who could vouch for, in fact, that this used to happen to me are all gone.
Okay, but that's
now, as,
why we
if,
have technology.
If this fellow,
and
if,
that's why I'm
now
developing.
Now we do, now
I'm
Hunter.
I'm
but
developing
if,
an
but
app.
But if this fellow,
mm-hmm.
if this fellow, Fred,
mm-hmm.
was still alive,
mm-hmm.
and I were to, let's assume that his touching of me was not just squeezing my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
right.
I'm burying it.
Maybe you are.
Maybe he did touch me. Not, listen, if you're listening, Fred, I don't think
allegedly.
This is true.
Allegedly.
I don't want to get. I don't
want to. Wendy Williams.
I don't want to start getting. I'm going to start getting letters. No, from his family. No, my point is if
that's not his real name, is it?
I don't.
It
think,
is
yes,
allegedly.
Yes.
Oh, good grief.
Oh no, no, definitely squeezed my hand. But I'm saying.
Oh, good grief.
But
wrap it up. What are you saying?
what I'm saying is that anybody that would be around to stand up for him and say this was nothing that Hunter is suggesting. Mm-hmm. None of these things really happened in the way that he's discussed it. This has somehow been influenced by others around him. Now, there's been nobody there. Now, that's the reason for statutes of limitations. And I agree with you. There are no statutes of limitations in most states on other crimes, murder, for example. Mm-hmm. But I'm not that because the laws aren't necessarily
jump in,
even
jump
and
along.
There's no statute of limitations as of 2016 for rape. Sexual assault, campus sexual assault in California. Mm-hmm. It was sponsored by the California Women's Legal Center. Mm-hmm. I helped
but these
consult
are all man,
on it.
All of these ideas are man-made laws anyway.
Well,
the fact that they're
the fact law that the, is the floor.
But
culture's the ceiling.
The fact that the man-made laws have not seen fit to apply the same statutes of limitations mm-hmm. to murder and those other crimes to where there are no statute of limitations mm-hmm. doesn't make those laws right. There should be a protection for people so that they can at least mount a defense.
Let me say this. They have all the protection in the world right now. I'm really not worried about the people being wrongly accused. I'm much more worried about survivors.
Why?
At least getting
Why
the
not
day
be
in court.
Worried about
because
them?
The legal system and all the laws in place now protect them as it is, our perpetrators
as
and defendants.
Globally.
Right now, defendants have the rights.
But when you know what?
Globally.
We know, when we're
so
when
I'm not
we're
too worried about defendants'
well,
rights. But once it gets close, Hunter, then I'll be with you on the balance.
Oh,
there.
I don't agree. You know what? When it's
and
you,
that's good, but
when
we got to wrap this
that
up.
Stand, you'll think differently.
All right. Well, this is a conversation clearly that this nation's having, and this is one that needs to be had. And we're glad we had it here tonight at Max and Friends. I value all of your opinions and where you all stand because those are your truths and those are what you believe. But you've got an app coming out. Sherry, tell us about it.
Okay. I am working on an app that will – I don't want to give away too much, but it's an app that will put the victim in the same time and place as the perpetrator so that if there's denial, if memories fail, this app will keep a record. I don't want to give it away now, mm-hmm. but we have an app.
We'll talk about it when you're coming out.
Come
back. And you got your book coming out?
I do. My book is called The Girl Behind the Curtain, mm-hmm. One Woman Breaking Silence, and it's a memoir.
There you go.
And I want to say this.
Say it.
Maya Angelou said, I come as one, but I stand for 10,000.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, she was a victim
yes,
and survivor herself.
All right. Well, Rolanda, what do you have coming up?
I just kicked off Rolanda on Demand, my podcast, which you can catch on iTunes and Stitcher and SoundCloud. I'm really excited
and
about
May 4th?
That. And May 4th, I'm going to be at the World Famous Comedy Store on Sunset with stand-up comedy.
There you go. And your book?
And my book.
Buy my book.
It's called Destiny Lingers. It's perfect for the summer. It's an interracial romance suspense story endorsed by Dr. Maya Angelou. So I hope you'll pick it up and put it in your travel bag.
There you go. Before we go, what do you want people to take in with them this week?
Speak up, stand up, stand together. We're all in this together.
Roar as one.
Gain some perspective.
Women united can never be defeated or denied. And my silent sister, we've got you.
There you go. We've got you.
We've got you.
And for you all, I'm just going to say, take life to the max. Before I say goodnight and good karma, I got to play this jingle because I just love it. So don't go anywhere because I'm going to tell you what I think you all need to take into this week with you.
Whoa.
I love it.
It's fun. Oh, yes. She really cares. You know, it's what talk should be. Miami. Come on, check it out.
Miami. Come on.
Check it
out. So I'm going to just put that out into the ethers because I want to see more of you on TV, bro.
I love
a lot more like every day, Monday through Friday.
Thank you. I hope a big producer's listening in the sky.
Right? In the sky. So, y'all, I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. I will be celebrating 10 years. Thank you all for being a part of it. Without you, there is no show. So I appreciate you. Like Wendy Williams calls her listeners their co-hosts. You all are my co-hosts, too. And y'all tweet me and y'all Instagram me and y'all email me. email me, max@maxtucci.com. And I love you for that, because really your feedback is necessary. So I know what shows to put out there. But dream big. Dream big. Pursue your dreams. You know, LA Talk Radio, I had no idea what radio was until I got on it 10 years ago. And that mic came on and that red light on air came on. I said, oh, this feels good. So one of my dreams came true. I'm here to tell you that yours will come true, too. Pursue your dreams, dream big, and then dream bigger. Your life has purpose. Keep reaching. Until next Sunday, I love you for tuning in. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.